First Peter chapter number 3. And I want to start reading in verse number 7. There the Bible said, "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous." You may be seated this morning. A couple of Sundays ago, we started in what we call the Home Fire series, and we dealt with the marriage of the home. We looked in the covenant of the home. We've seen the institution of the marriage, the instruction of marriage, and the encouragement of marriage. Not only do we see covenant of the marriage, but we've seen the commitment of marriage. Way too many people throw their hands down and give up. Brother Tim, cut me some air on this morning. A lot of people throw their hands down. They're non-committed. This morning I realize we've got a lot of young people here, but it's some that is reaching adulthood that soon maybe God has it ordained that you'll have a home. You better listen to your preacher this morning. The only way you're ever going to stay married is you're going to have to want to stay married more than you want to be apart. And it requires commitment in our home. We've seen the covenant of marriage, the commitment of marriage, then the conflict of marriage. There's a lot of conflicts that will come your way and my way. Then we've seen not only the marriage of the home, but this morning what I want to focus on is the man of the home. Boy, every time that I try to preach something on the home, my home's always attacked. This morning, by the good grace and the good hand of God, I want to share with you four important thoughts about the man of the home. First, I want to speak on dedication. Secondly, I want to speak on discovery. Thirdly, I want to speak on development. Fourthly, I want to speak on defense. You see, it takes plumbers 4 years to acquire a license to be a certified plumber. But yet, it only obtains a little blood test to acquire a marriage license. And I'm afraid that a lot of us this morning are having problems in our homes and our marriages because we think that just because the ceremony is behind us that we've arrived. But I want to remind you that we've just started. I'm very fortunate to pastor a church that has many young married couples. Many. Many children. The nursery's full this morning. Things that God has given us in growth numerically are astounding. I look in the choir and it's all young married people or young adults. And this morning I know it's on the pages of this Bible that God has something for the young and the old. But certainly I want to talk about the man of the home, on being the men that Christ wants us to be. Now, if you've already got the mindset saying that I've arrived, my home is the best, probably this morning, according to results, if we took a survey of our home, the men in this building would say, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the greatest, we'd say that our home is probably a 8 or 9. But the drastic side of that coin is, if we survey the ladies of a Bible-believing fundamental Baptist church, the surveys would probably come out a 3 or 4. I'm convinced with all of my heart that pride and this thing of ego is one of the biggest hindrances of our home this morning. I was raised out in the country, as Brother Mike called this morning, about forgiveness. I was taught if
somebody pops you in the nose, you pop them back twice. If you could get up. And I was raised in a realm that the man was the boss, the end of the story. But I'm afraid, according to the teachings of the Bible, there's a whole lot more to it than this. We see in Ephesians chapter number 5, verse 25, talking about the men of the home, a very astounding verse in our Bible. We're talking about now Ephesians 5 and 25 and the dedication of the home. The Bible says, Ephesians 5 and 25, husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church. By the way, what the Massachusetts Senate passed last week of the same-sex marriage is out of hell this morning. God says husband and wife. Two of the same gender cannot reproduce. Therefore, it cannot be a family unit. The devil is so after the home of our country. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Dedication. First of all, the man must learn to love his wife. Love his wife. You must delight in her presence and company. Those that find more pleasure abroad and outside than at the home certainly do not heartily love one another. Dedication. The man must learn to love his wife. Listen to this statement. So short but so profound. What a man values, he takes good care of. If your coon dog is better taking care of your wife, then your priorities are wrong. If your bass boat is nicer than what you live in, your priorities are wrong. If your collector car is nicer than what your wife drives, your priority is wrong. We must first learn to love our wife. The Bible said it's Christ loved the church. Oh, that's a mouthful. We all could just drop our head and head on the house this morning. You say, well, preacher, my home, I don't know why you're going through this boring series. My home is, it's better than it's ever been. I'm the boss and end of the story. That's why you're an idiot. You better believe that your home is no place to where it needs to be. You better believe the devil's after your home this morning. Oh, we must have dedication. We must learn to love our wife as Christ loved the church. And I remind you that, first of all, that brings to me forgiveness. We must forgive one another. Forgiveness. Christ has forgiven us. In Ephesians chapter number 4, and in verse number 32, the Bible says, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. As Christ loved the church, I remind you that He has forgiven us. And thank God He has. And you'll never go further in a marriage until you forgive your spouse of what they have done. As Brother Mike taught this morning, not only 7 times a day, but 7 times 70. I'm not the sharpest pencil in the box, but I do know that's 490 times a day that we're to forgive one another. Forgiving means forgetting. And if you hold a grudge, your marriage cannot be where it can be this morning. Dedication. We must love our wife. What a man values, he takes good care of. Boy, when I had bird dogs, Brother Gerald, they was the finest. I mean, they ate the best. I didn't buy this $3 bag dog food. No, no. I said 21% protein. Why? Because I thought a lot of my bird dog. Hello. What a man values, he takes good care of. I built the garage, Brother David, to put that old car I said I was going to burn up in one day. Why? Because what I value, I take care of. What about that shotgun you saved up? Boy, you get on hunting lunch, you know what you do? You rub and clean that thing up. You know why? Because you value it. What a man values the most, he'll take care of. Oh, this morning, dedication. We must first learn to love our wife. Secondly, we must learn to lead our wife. The Bible said back in that text of Ephesians 5, you'll notice it said in verse number 23, there he reads, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he's the Savior of the body. That's right, preacher. I'm glad you're there. Just camp out a while. She needs to understand it. I'm the head. Well, listen to this. Try this on, Mr. Egoistic. The office of the head guides the body. The body is behind the head. You got to lead. And where are you leading this morning? Where are you leading? You must lead by example. Didn't Christ did not drive His church in order to be His church, but Christ has led us by divine example. Boy, the old cliche, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Not but you can put some salt in his oats and make him get thirsty. What are you saying? We must lead by example. Leading our wife. We must lead them spiritually. We're the head of our home. And we are in charge of that home. And we're going to be held accountable of what we do at our home. We must lead them Godward. Lead them churchward. You lazy rascal. Somebody ought to get a broom and give you a good Christian whipping. You lay in the bed on Sunday morning, even through Sunday school. You ought to get yourself up. Say, we're going to the house of God. Your wife is dragging you to church. I'd look inside and see if you got the church door living in you or not. Boy, I tell you what, we must lead our family. Lead our wife. Well, we ought to be the first one to say, now listen, y'all be ready in the morning. It's church time. It ought not be no question if you're going to church in the morning. It ought not even be a topic of consideration. If we go to the lake, we go to the lake after church. If we go to Walmart, we go to Walmart after church. If we go to Aston, we go to Aston after church. We must leave the house. And by the way, you'll see next week, the ladies love for you to lead. Amen. Dedication, love our wife, lead our wife. The office of the head guides the body. I want you to always remember that. Maybe the reason things down your house ain't going too good, you're not leading right. I want to say that again. Maybe the reason your home ain't where it could be this morning because you ain't leading right. And I ain't leading right. You see, the body follows the head. You ever thought about that? You see, as Christ died for the church and gave himself for it, what do? He's the head. We follow the head. The head guides the body. The body follows the head. We follow Christ. So it is in your home. You're the head of your home, then all that wife can do is follow where you're leading. Where are you taking her this morning? Some of you taking her to divorce court. Some of you taking her to a dead-end road. I'm kind of hippie this morning. I'm talking about dedication. We must love our wife. We must lead our wife. And then thirdly, I believe this is one of the key ingredients of the problems I've had going on 25 years at my home. Not only love the wife, lead the wife, but listen to the wife. Listen to the wife. Oh, I'm convinced that by us listening to the wife, we know very little about who we live with. I'm convinced of that. You see, the body tells you what is wrong. Now watch this. If I take this thumb, and I get this thumb caught in a door, and I get it mashed, it's going to tell my head, my brain, that it's hurting. You know why I know that? You know why I try to fix that? Because I'm listening to the body. And I am convinced this morning that the average marriage, the reason it's not where it needs to be, is because the husband does not listen to the wife. For instance, at the couple's retreat, my wife, who is at Pigeon Forge, had to get to Gatlinburg. She said, "I would love to have a bag of Fritos at Pigeon Forge." Now, it ain't but about 5 miles up that mountain. I walked in that motel room, and she was pouting a little bit. I said, "Honey, what's wrong?" She said, "Wish I had some Fritos." That's what I said. I said, "I passed 30 stores. Why didn't you tell me to pull in there? I need a bag of Fritos." She said, "I told you that 8 miles ago." But I wouldn't listen. Wouldn't listen. She done told me, big head, what I needed to hear, but I wouldn't listen. Wouldn't listen. I done know that I just had to wait till she got me in a headlock and made me pull over. Another thing. We left Gatlinburg and it's this barbecue place down there that we'd like to go. This is what she said in the drive-thru. "Get me some pickles. And I'm going to go inside and I'll come out and meet you." I didn't hear that. I ordered the barbecues, the chip, and the drink. She got in the car and she said, "Where's my pickle?" So I'm really trying to do better, Brother Chris. I pulled back in all that traffic. Come all the way back around that restaurant and I pulled my big head down and I punched the button. I said, "I forgot pickle." Then you say, "Preacher, I don't even know why you're going there." I'm going there because I'm telling you one of the biggest downfalls to our marriage, we will not listen to our wives. Ladies, it goes like this. Don't listen. She done told us what we need to hear, but we don't want to listen. "Honey, the kids needing some clothes. Oh, I got to go get that shotgun four-wheeler. Honey, I've been telling you we need to do this and need to do that." Well, sometimes we need the Board of Education across our head. Brother Randy, step in there and get the Board of Education out of my office, would you? We don't want to listen. And I'm convinced that one of the biggest reasons that our homes are not where it could be this morning is because we as men, we don't listen. We need the Board of Education applied to our head. Now, why didn't I stop and get a salty snack? I passed 30 stores because I needed the Board of Education. We don't want to listen. And if you'll start listening, hallelujah, things will pick up down your house. Dedication. Now listen to me. Dedication. We must love our wife as Christ loved the church. We must lead our wife and we must listen to the wife. The body tells you what is wrong. Listen to it. The reason you go to the doctor is because your body's telling you what's wrong. She's been telling you a long time what's wrong, but you won't listen. And in order for you to fix things that's wrong, you've got to listen. You've got to listen. Because they're not as vocal as I am. They're not as vocal as you are. They're total. A woman is a very total individual. Very different individual. Men and women, they're totally different. Emotionally, mental, and physical. We're so extreme that without a concentrated effort to understand each other, it's nearly impossible to have a happy marriage. They're different. They say little gestures, and that means just as much as us throwing a fit in the middle of the living room floor speaking our piece. But they just said it so calmly. Just riding up. Listen. What is she? You know, we built the cabin. She told me the other day, she said,
you know, there's a couple things that's very important to me about that cabin that wasn't done. I said, well, why? I just thought it was just standing. She said, I said from the get-go, I'd love to have a swing out back. That's not much. Where's the swing? Well, I can't see the trees for the forest. Stupid. Boy, we just don't listen.
So that takes me in the next thing. Not only dedication, but discovery. Discovery. I'm convinced of this, that the most problems in marriage is the men does not know their wife. I'm convinced of that. I'm convinced that I lived with my wife 20-something years and didn't know really who she was. And I'm having to be honest with you this morning. Here I am, I'm the pastor leading the flock. My home ought to be perfect. Well, I'm going to tell you, it always has not been. But I'm going to tell you, by the grace of God, I've learned some things as of late, and it sure has helped down where I live. So you see, you have got to
learn of discovery. Who is that lady you're living with?
I know her. Let's go, preacher, let's go home eat.
Yeah, right. You think you know her, but you really don't know her. If somebody would ask me a few months back, said, who's your wife? I said, she's one of the kindest ladies I've ever met. She's the greatest mother I know. She's a fantastic preacher's wife. And she is a good-looking lady. But that's really not who my wife is. My wife is a person that has feelings, has needs. And I've been so goal-oriented, hurry and get to the goal, get to the goal! I forgot about the girl. Hello. Oh, yes, that's there in your pride you won't see.
But I'm telling you, in discovery, you ought to discover who she is. A woman needs more than things. Write that down, men. A woman needs more than things.
I've got her a nice car to drive. What else you want?
Got a pretty ring on her hand. What else did that woman want? She got 40 pocketbooks, 45 pair of shoes. What else did she want? She may just want you.
A woman needs more than things.
Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 21. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6. Oh, we all got started a lot earlier. Matthew 6. This may be a two-part series just on the man. Matthew 6, verse 21. Oh, listen to this. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Discovery. A woman needs to know that she has a very special place in her husband's heart. She needs to know that she has a very special place in your heart. Listen to me, if your wife doesn't have first place with you, you lose. If she does not have first place on this earth, you lose. I'm not talking about she's before God because she's not to be. The Bible order is God, the Word, and the wife or the husband. Children last. What about that? Hello. That's next week if we get to it. What are you talking about? I'm talking about a woman needs to know she has a very special place in the heart of her husband. The Bible says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Discovery. Discover who your wife is. Look at the text. We won't go there a second time. 1 Peter 3 and 7. Honor means to attach high value, worth or importance to a person or a thing. 1 Peter 3, 7, it says to honor our wives. What's honor mean? It means to attach a high value, a worth or an importance to a person or a thing. Listen, a woman needs to see effort and not hear mere promises. A woman needs to see effort and not just promises. I love what Brother Levon preached. He said, I can't see what you're saying. A woman needs to see effort and not hear mere promises. Next to my relationship with God and His Word, she's worth more to me than anything on this earth. You must, husbands, maintain the same level of enthusiasm and creativity as you did before the wedding ceremony. You're not done. In other words, you need to court, you need to make over your wife the way you did before you was married.
You ought to open the door for her. You ought to pull the chair open for her. You ought to open the car door for her. You ought to send a flower sometime. Well, I tell you what, I wonder if you courted her the way you're courting her now, would she ever marry you? That wasn't on that line. That was Holy Ghost.
Well, I ain't going to give my wife a card. She knows it's our anniversary.
You big stooge.
What about the lady that she's working with? She's got cards and flowers on her desk where the husband sent to her. Reckon what the devil's telling her about you. Feelings. They're creatures of feeling.
You must maintain the same level of enthusiasm and creativity as you did before the wedding ceremony.
Boy, me and my wife had so much fun dating. We went places. And things that didn't cost money because we didn't have no money to spend. It don't cost nothing just to get away and grab her hand, walk around the lake, get goo-goo eyes. It don't cost nothing. It don't cost nothing to reach out and hold her hand. It don't cost nothing sometimes to pet her on the back when you're in a crowd. It don't cost nothing sometimes to reach over and give her a little kiss in front of somebody.
You must put as much energy now. I want to say this. You need to put more than you did before.
Preacher, I ain't got no money. Well, you can do a handwritten note. That goes a long way. I'm not talking about mortgaging the home to make your wife happy. I'm just telling you this morning to know your wife. She's got feelings. She's got feelings.
You see, she needs to know she's number one. She needs to know she's number one.
I won't go no couples retreat.
Too big for that. Yeah, but I bet if we took a little survey this morning, your house ain't near where it could be.
Oh, I don't want to go on a date with my wife. Go on a date? Well, I want to sit home watch TV. Go on a date? I want to turn them coon dogs loose this Friday night. Go on a date? Me and the boys got to get up and go deer hunting at 5 in the morning. My fish is a biting. Go on a date.
Yeah, go on a date. Discovery. Find out who you're living with.
Yeah.
It will fool you this evening if you sit down and get your notepad and say, honey, tell me what you need, how much you need, and tell me when you need it. I challenge you to do that this evening. After you eat your big pie lunch, then blow back and we'll talk about your preacher. Pull out your notebook and say, honey, tell me who you are. Tell me what you need. Tell me how much you need. And tell me when you need it. And you'll be surprised what you find out. You may find out your preacher ain't near as crazy as you think he is. Hello, the phone's ringing. Pick it up. Discover. Isn't it amazing you can live with somebody 20-something years, Brother Gerald, and not know who they are? But I'm going to tell you what, that's all over this building, Brother Dennis. That's all over this building. It's amazing to me, Brother Grover. You and Sister Orin been married a long time. It's amazing to me I've lived with a woman 20-something years that didn't know who she was. That's astounding to me. But that was the problem. I didn't know who she was. I thought I did. Well, I'd have told y'all that she's the most happiest camper camping. I'm going to tell you what. When she told me some things a few months back, it floored me about who I was. I remember, but I remember when we first got married in 1979. I went out and bought a boat back in my yard, and I was living in a little house trailer. You could throw the cat through the side of it. That's where my priorities was. I was so stupid. So uneducated. You know what I was worried about? What? Me. Don't put your hands up, fellas. I can see. So self-centered. Had to have a $500 bird dog, but my wife was wearing tote sacks to church. Hello. Phone's ringing. Pick it up. Boy, I'm probably so self-centered. We ought to discover who our wife is.
Well, I don't know where that preacher is going with this.
I'll tell you where I'm going.
You're going to get you a sermon after I leave today.
Discovery. Third, development. Not close. Development. You've got to develop a relationship. Development. Dedication. Discovery. Find out who you're living with. That's my best advice I can give you this morning. Thirdly, development. A development. First of all, you need to know the woman you live with needs praise. She needs praise. Boy, you look good today. Honey, how do you like my hair?
Honey, it don't matter how you wear your hair. I'm just glad it's on you.
Praise. They need praise. A woman needs praise. Let me show you this in the Bible. The book of Proverbs.
Chapter 31, verse 27. I've never seen this. Book of Proverbs, chapter 31. Now, statistics show you'll only stay with me 20 minutes or so. You're not going to get much in the next 10. But you better stay with me. You better learn that your wife needs praise. Proverbs 31, verse 26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Boy, she needs some praise. Development. How can I develop my relationship, Pastor? First of all, promise yourself to tell your wife daily what you appreciate about her. Promise yourself to tell your wife daily what you appreciate about her. I want to read a few things and listen to me. Talking about your wife needing praise, development. First of all, communicate with her and never close her out. Regard her as important. Ask her opinion. Value what she says. Let her feel your approval and affection. Protect her on a daily basis. Be gentle and tender with her. Learn to respond openly and verbally when she wants to communicate. Comfort her when she's down emotionally. I don't understand why sometimes they run and everything just goes to nothing. They go to crying and a squalling. But I say that's no time to tell her that she needs to change. It's no time to tell her what her downfalls are. It's time to just reach out and hold her and say, honey, I love you. Let's cry a while. Be interested in what she feels is important in life. Be interested in what she feels is important in life. Compliment her often. Be creative when you express your love. Oh, she knows I love her. How?
How does she know you love her?
Well, she's got a good house, a good car, and a ring on her finger.
So does everybody else's wife.
What about yours? Be forgiven when she offends you. Show her you need her. Kids, you ought to show your mama that you need her. Listen to me. Accept her the way she is. I thank Christ took me the way I was.
Well, she's gained a lot of weight since we got married.
Well, you ain't Romeo yourself.
Well, she...
That's your problem. I'm convinced of this. It's not what's on the outside. There's a lot of ladies that may look good cosmetically, but inside they are heifer. Can you understand that? Because I'm going to tell you something. The honeymoon's going to sort of fade away if you don't cultivate it. You don't have to leave.
Accept her the way she is. Allow your wife to fail. Allow her to fail. Write her a letter occasionally. Surprise her with a card or flowers.
I don't mush your stuff, but you need to grow up.
No, you need to try it. Prefer her over others. Prefer her over others.
Oh, me and the boys got to go out. It's Friday night.
Is that so?
I thought you married her, not the gang. Brag about her to other people behind her back.
My old lady.
Old lady. Nobody held a gun to your head to make you marry an old lady. The Bible calls her a wife. That ought not even be in your vocabulary. Boy, what a dishonor and a disgrace to call her my old lady. My old lady. You know, a man says that I can tell you how spiritual he is. None.
You about spiritual as a rock. My old lady. My old lady. We talking about a bird dog? We talking about a coon hound? My old lady. Share your thoughts and feelings with her. Be gentle and thoughtful to her relatives. Hello. That's folks that raised her. She got feelings for them.
I don't want to go away.
Where you need to go. Get off your worthless hide. Go with her one Sunday evening. House may fall in.
Oh, listen to this. Thank her for things she's done without expecting anything in return.
Oh, I love this. Listen, we're going to go home.
Do not expect a band to play whenever you help with the house cleaning.
Honey, I swept the kitchen. So? I've been sweeping it 25 years. Don't expect the band to play when you help out at home. Boy, this little thing go along. You know something my wife said to me that really stuck to me? She said it would be amazing of the things you could take off of me by just doing little bitty things. Just pick up after yourself. Come in. Church. Hard. Been preaching all morning.
walk into my mirror, I say,
"You got dinner ready."
"Well, what you cooking, big boy?" "Well, we ought to be helpful, and this little things is amazing." Something that just drove me wild this morning, I was saying, I ain't turned over a new leaf. This is a new new. Really. It takes 30 to 60 days to break old habits. I'm on about 15. Somebody put a bunch of garbage in our garbage can without a liner in it. Now, why would somebody do that? I mean, this pull the cat, too lazy, too sorry, to go into another cabinet and put a garbage bag in there. Now I've got to clean and wash it out. That was very disrespectful. But you know, I might would have done them things a couple of years ago. This morning I got me a bag and I dumped that garbage out in. I put a new bag in there. I said, that's one step she won't have to do today. And let me tell you what, Miss Fluff, this bed making process is amazing. She said, "You got that down pat." And she walked in the bedroom the other morning. I got there, got to clean. She just, "Oh, let me run and sit down." Just that little bitty thing. What? How long did that take me? A minute. Some of us would spend less time griping and ranting and raging and talking about what they need to be and just contribute. They may get to being what you want them to be. And share it comes.
Don't expect a band to play whenever you hit with the house cleaning. Do little things for her. Take her on dates now and then. What about vacation? "Oh, you sent her 4 tickets to the SEC championship game. You gave her a week down in the swamp in Louisiana. Oh, you gave her a deer hunting vacation." "Well, this is why I used to go, Jeff. I used to plan all our vacations where I could go and have fun." You ladies, you wouldn't believe how self-centered I've been. But now I realize what I've done. I said something here preaching one morning, and I believe all my heart. My desire is to become the man that my dog thought I was. He'd meet me at my car every time I pulled up. He thought I was the grandest thing. See, men, she needs you and me to be the kind of man her son can follow. And the kind of man that her daughter would want to marry. I was raised in a home the way I've raised my family. Daddy, the way you're raising your children and treating your wife is the way your children is going to act. I never seen my daddy wash a dish. I never seen him put a clothes on the line. I never seen him one time cook a meal. Never. Brother Gerald, I just doing the way I was taught. But you know something? I don't know that I go along with just do the best you can, because if you don't know better, you're not doing your best. As Miss Sherry plays, I want to ask the men here something this morning. As Christ loved the church, wow, what a statement, Brother Gerald. He took me the way I was. Yesterday morning, I was down at that cabin sweeping, and I was just having a wonderful time. Plugged in a song of the Victoria Valley girl came here and sang. And I tell you what, the Holy Ghost so overflowed my bosom.
I need to see the sweep. I said, Lord God, his sweeping didn't do it all, it's sweeping all. As Christ loved the church. I can't have you get started right this morning. Tell your wife. Don't say I'm sorry. This is what you ought to say. Exactly what I said. Honey, are you willing to forgive me of what I've done wrong? She said, I will. And I do. Preacher, are you saying it perfect? No. I'm saying this. It ought to be our desire this morning to be the man that God wants us to be. No song is my sister's place. I'm going to give an invitation. You may want to bring your wife. You may not. You may want to step there and be sold up and you're a big egoistic crowd. That's just for you. I'm just a mail boy. I done delivered the mail. That's up to you what you do with this office. Open. You need any help this morning? And I'd venture to say you can take some home if you need it. And if not, then you pray for the others that do need it. May God help us this morning as a man in our home doing that what we need to do.